Okay, I want to start this podcast off by first and foremost saying, fuck depression. I hate that shit. Man, depression is a bitch. And I rarely use the word bitch because I don't call females bitches, but depression is a bitch. I hate this shit. You get so down, you overthink everything, you make yourself feel like a piece of shit when you know you the shit and you on top of your motherfucking game. For real, man, like, it's hard when you depressed. It feels like you can't think of nothing. You see everybody else doing they shit. I'm gonna tell you like this. I never smoked weed in a day in my life, boy. But sometimes I feel like, woo, I just need a blunt. God damn. And I hate this shit. You sit here wondering, are you good enough for this person? Why are you this? Then the side effects depression comes on. Some people overeat. Some people don't eat enough. Some people have suicidal thoughts. Some people get low self-esteem. Then you can have a combination of the two. You could have low self-esteem, not eat, and anorexic. You could have low self-esteem and overeat, be fat as fuck. Kind of like me when I gained all this fucking weight in over a month's time, and I can't lose this shit to save my life, but I'm trying. I'm so excited! Psych. But for real, like, you lose, what you call? Yeah, you lose the motivation on certain shit that you want to do in life, that you know you can do and you shall do. When everything seems impossible, you really think this shit is impossible, but it's not. You just have to try. You have to fucking try harder than you did yesterday. And that's kind of my problem. I'm kind of pushing everything off to the next day, to the next day, to the next day, to where I never ever do the shit. And then by the time I do the shit, I think it's going to work. Then it's not going to work because it's not an actual work ethic here. Yes, I am one that will admit my flaws. I need to. I hate making excuses for anything coming fast. I don't make no excuses for that. But round two, your ass will get it. But man, it's life though. It's ups and downs, smiles and frowns. I guess I had a lot going on this week, cause I basically got to pay $1,300 for a car that's not mine, and then I still have to get my car fixed. So there's no telling how much or how long that's gonna take. I have to. Shit, I have to pay $1,300 for a car that's not fucking mine. And the thing is, where the car got wrecked or parts fell off, it wasn't my fucking fault. Because a fucking tire blew off of somebody else's car. But we're not going to get into that. We're going to keep it pushing, keep it moving. Okay, back to this depression bullshit. But man, like, if you're stuck in a loop of the same shit happening over and over, you will be depressed. Like, when you feel like you try and people just don't give you a fucking chance, you'll get depressed. Like, why am I doing it? These people not paying attention to me. But the thing about stuff is, strangers will pay you more attention because they will give your idea a chance more than people you know. Because, like, if you post something and the people you know, you tag them into it, they will hit you up. Why you keep tagging me in this shit? And that, like, really makes you look at a motherfucker in a different way. Like, you know what? Fuck you. I ain't fucking with you. And people that are strangers, hey, man, that's funny. Keep doing that. You're going to make it. Because as an amateur, that is funny on some great shit. And then it's just crazy how that works, actually, to think about it. Because I have more friends now of people I probably never met. I have more social friends that I could claim more friends than people I actually know. I think it's because I'm more goal driven, and it's because I'd rather hang out with somebody with goals. I'd rather stay by myself and hang around somebody that's just out having fun. Hold on, I'm saying this shit wrong than a motherfucker. I guess it's because I rather stay by myself and chase my goals than to be out having fun doing nothing and wonder what I'm going to do with my life in the next 30 to 40 years. Because I got a bunch of ideas for so much shit. And I'm stuck in this town of Woodville. Every time I try to get out, I get stuck. Try to get out, push back. Try to get out, push back. Try to get out, push the fuck right back. And this loop is just fucking killing me. I think this hurts me more than the 1300. Because you can fix a car. You get that shit out the way anytime. But just to be stuck in this loop, to watch Small Town, to watch so many people have so much talent and just go work a fucking job, and that's it. Like, how the fuck do you do that? I don't know. Because I've seen some talented ass people that's working a 9-to-5, and no disrespect to them, but I ain't trying to be. I'm trying to chase one of my goals. Many of my goals, because I got a lot of shit. I got so many ideas, I'd have forgot some. And that's fucked up too, because now when I need them, I can't even much remember them. And then when I think about all the stuff that I can't put out, I start catching writer's blocks from my joke. Can't much pick up a pen and a pad sometimes to write some shit. I feel if I was in a different environment, I would probably be better off at this. But I can't just wait till I'm in that environment. I gotta start now. I gotta use this to get to that environment. Cause my goal for so long been to move to California. Oh my God. I remember being 6 years old looking at maps. Like, my mama whooped me again. I'm running away to Cali. I actually remember that. One day I almost packed up my shit, but it was so funny. I wanted to be a film director since the 11th grade. Listened to so many people. Went to school for electronics, some shit, ITT Tech. Ended up rolling with somebody, you know, supposed to be cuz, but nigga said, fuck you, left you at home. See you in the streets, smiling in your face, and be like, what's up, man? But what all comes around, what all goes around, comes around. Because that was just a short sprint. I'm in it for the marathon, longevity. So to him, I hope you're doing good, but just know I'm going to do better. Do way better. And I ain't nowhere near my hit me up list, fam. But here's the thing. It's strange when you have to depend on somebody to make a life for yourself. That is one thing. I know, like, you're going to have, like, in certain things, you're going to have people that work for you. But just to depend on one single person, and if they feel like, fuck it, then your life is turned around. You got to pay student loan debts for school. You never finished and all that shit. That is, like, a strange, fucked up situation. But somehow, you know, I'm getting this out. This is my vent section. I haven't vented in a long time. I don't know who gonna listen to it, who gonna hear it. But I haven't vented. I haven't got shit off my chest in so long. It's like a whole bunch of shit. Cause I stay to myself, kinda. I don't mean to be like rude to people. Like, you don't fuck with us no more. It's like, man, I'm just trying to get the fuck away. Like, really. Been trying to get in 3 different film schools for 4 years. Full Sail Orlando. Went to one in New Orleans. I got in, passed that lit test like an ACT. They campus online test, passed that shit, school high than a motherfucker. Passed it. Got in. And that school turned down my financial aid. I was approved by the FAFSA people to have financial aid. Could have been in school, you know, learning something. But they turned me down and calling me each day about $100 that I said I owe. Because I never showed up on campus when I found out they turned it down. Called and tried to get it approved. I was finna go there and be kicked out in like 10 motherfucking days because my financial aid wasn't approved. But I'm gonna find a film school somewhere. It's one in LA I want to go to. It's another Full Sail that I'm definitely trying to go to. That's in LA. That's my next goal. I'm not, fuck this. I'm not gonna let anything stop my goal. But it's probably because of that I hate my job also. And I really can't see myself working there for another 6 months. Hey, work here to the end of the year and save up. Because I only must go in that bitch for overtime. I hate it so much. But we shall continue this topic later on. But still, and I want to say, fuck depression. I hate it. I don't even must take the pills I try to get over myself. But I'm... maybe start smoking. I don't know. Huh. Something to work out. But let's get it. Keep your change and let's go insane, bitches.